Well, we are talking about perhaps one of the biggest stories we've talked about in many, many years with Dr. Doug Rocky and Joyce Riley. We'll be back with both of them in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Joyce, Beyond Treason, your documentary, are you still making it available for free to Gulf War vets from 1 and 2?
Yes, we are. And if they will just go email thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. We'll be glad to send them a copy. Just let us know what unit you're in and maybe if you're sick or not. Just a little bit of information if you don't mind. I mean, you don't have to, but yes, we're making it available. And in there is full information on the vaccines, Dr. Rocky's information on depleted uranium, everything that can answer their questions. So I think this is really beneficial for those people that I worry about right now, George, that are hearing about this for the first time. And that's what scares me, is that there are people that don't know about this, and they're hearing this from the country they serve. They went and served because they love this country the way I did. And then to find out this information, that right there is just, that's hard right there for them. And so, yes, we are making it available. If they'll just email us at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com or go to Beyond Treason. .com. And all this information is at GulfWarVets.com also.
Doug, you're out in the Rantoul, Illinois area. My commanding officer years ago with the Navy was J.R. Livesay, whose family owned a couple radio stations out that way. I don't know if you know him or not. Do you?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay. Are you, or do you, Doug, get any ramifications from what you're doing? I mean, you're pretty vocal about this.
That's an understatement.
That's what I thought.
It really is.
I don't even know where to begin on that, but what they have is they have very specific individuals assigned by the government to continuously harass, harangue, get phone calls in the middle of the night, hang up, they threats. I've got individuals, you know, one guy, there's one individual keep calling and says, well, run them out of town, beat them up. Denied medical care, delayed medical care, ineffective medical care, lost jobs. You know, when you make the conscious choice to tell the truth about the health and environmental effects of military operations, depleted uranium, and you were their expert, the only way they can do is to attack you personally because they can't touch on data, on the information. They don't want the discussion. They don't want the information out there. One of the things that's most frightening with all of this happening, you know, way beyond what's happened to me, is the fact that when we send individuals to war and they come back, every individual that goes over is extraordinarily healthy or they wouldn't be deployed.
That's right.
It's supposed to be.
That's right.
Okay. Unfortunately, today, the proportion of the military that is sick is so astonishing, I mean, incredibly huge numbers, that they're sending individuals that should not be deployed because of physiological, medical problems or psychological problems. So this is complicating it beyond comprehension. In other words, the guy's already sick. You send him over, he gets worse. There's no medical care, and he loses all hope. Now, when all individuals in the military come back, they're supposed to complete what's called the post-deployment physical assessment form. Okay? This is an entire medical assessment that their unit, you know, unit doctors are supposed to complete with them. It's very long and complex, deals with everything.
And there's, I'm sure there's an interview process as well, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And now what has happened with it currently, first off, you have a lot of units that are not doing it, okay, which is staggering. I had a unit commander, I mean, in direct communication says, I don't have to do it, and there's nothing he can do about it. And, you know, the congressman says, oh really? Okay. The GAO, the General Account Officer, that's the investigative arm of Congress, okay, totally confirmed. Totally 100% confirmed, and I'm looking at the report right in front of me, that the post-deployment physical assessment forms, once they were done by the military, were supposed to be placed in the individual's medical file, just disappeared. So now when they go to the VA and attempt to get medical care, there is no evidence that they served. There is no evidence that they had an injury or had an exposure.
Oh, my gosh. No record of their existence there.
So there's, and well, that's what's happened to all of us. There's no record of our existence. I mean, Joyce has heard this over and over again. And this happened to me personally, and, you know, we were emailing on this. The VA finally sent me up to the War Injuries Clinic in Washington, D.C., because this is back in March of last year. Again, because they couldn't deal with me here at Danville or in Indianapolis or at the next level up there, which is in East Orange, New Jersey. So, well, you're going to number one in Washington.
How?
I'm trying to process to me get there. What the VA was told is I was never in the military. I was not retired from the military. I was never in Desert Storm, never did the research. We got up there finally. They had a senior doctor from the Department of Veteran Affairs headquarters in Washington, D.C., came to my appointment, tried to interrupt my appointment by claiming that I was never in the military and nothing had ever happened. And he was, you know, thrown out of the hospital within minutes. But that is how it happened. So now what we see happening with the kids, and Joyce has been involved and responded a million times and a million phone calls as I get, the individuals go for medical care. They know they were there. They know they were wounded. They know they were injured. They know they had the toxic exposure. They know they were healthy before, and now they're in serious physiological and psychological problems. And they ask for help. And they're said, oh, there's no health effects from the burn pits. I mean, that's the official matters. There's no health effect from depleted uranium. There's no health effects from the total misuse of pesticides. And the individual says, wait a minute. I was extraordinarily healthy, and I'm extraordinarily sick. And then they say, well, there's no evidence you were ever there. And so the individual is totally frustrated. He needs medical care. He has no other place to go. He can't get it from private insurance. He can't get a job. And now his family is in disintegration. And then we wonder why spousal abuse is skyrocketing. Child abuse is beyond comprehension.
Sure.
The murders are staggering. The number of crimes that are committed are staggering. The divorce rate is kind of like, I mean, the divorce rate is so high in the military. I mean, the stories in the Military Times newspaper, Army Times, or any of those is continuous. And they're in total frustration because they were called, they responded, and they were abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place to turn to because the veterans organizations, let me tell you, they don't help you. If anybody thinks that they're going to, it's kind of like, well...
Are they in denial about this?
They're in total denial about the number of casualties. They're in total denial about the types of casualties. If you go to the VFW American Legion or any of these websites, you won't find a word one on the casualty numbers. You won't find word one about the toxic exposures. You won't find word one about the psychological effects of combat and on this stuff. And you won't find word one about what is the medical care that's available or that is supposed to be provided according to the Department of Veteran Affairs, according to the Department of Defense's own directives.
How long is the environmental contamination, Doug, with this depleted uranium?
Well, it's permanent. It's forever. I mean, you know, the contamination is not just Iraq and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. We got incredible amounts of contamination here at the Jefferson Proving Ground just southeast of Indianapolis. We got it out in the Nevada test site all over the place. We got it in Eglin, Florida. We've got it in Johnstown, Tennessee. We've got it up in the worst area for depleted uranium contamination that we're still trying to get cleaned up. It goes back to American history. Remember our history in the poem on the 18th of April of 75, Hardly a Man Is Left Alive?
Yeah.
Paul Revere's ride, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Concord, Massachusetts is one of the most contaminated sites on the face of the earth from the StarMet depleted uranium plant, as is...
And I bet, what's their cancer rate out there?
Incredibly high.
Yeah.
You know, we were out there, and I've been out there, and we've done medical conferences, and it was staggering. And so it's not talked about. And then what's happened most recently, and we just did it, I got the French did a new documentary on Fallujah and all the health effects in Fallujah, which was a major battle, current war over in Iraq, and all the health problems. And what they did is looked at the incredible levels of cancer and leukemias and all the other respiratory and all the other problems in Iraq. Then they came over here and looked at the incredible number of casualties happened at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where the children are being born or dying right after birth. And then the birth effects and all of the troops that came back and the sick problems. And it was just, and I mean, this is a brand new documentary from France, and it was just staggering to see it.
We've got to get you guys involved with Erin Brockovich, you know.
She did a lot of good work, didn't she?
She did. She was on the program a month ago. Joyce, you want us to help you on that?
Oh, that would be awesome. And I think, you know, what we need is someone who can get the attention of powers that are a lot greater than the ones that we've been able to contact. Because, and I'm going to say this, there's going to be ramifications from tonight's program. The Department of Defense does not take this lightly at all, that Doug is telling the truth about depleted uranium. And yes, it needs to go forward. We've broken it out now. It's time to tell the truth. These troops are coming back. They're being abandoned, like Doug said. And we've got to get to them while we can and help them while we can before they end up harming more people. Because it's just a matter of time before that happens. But absolutely, that would be an awesome relationship if we could develop that. Because depleted uranium is not just used over in the Middle East. And from the work, the research that I've been doing, depleted uranium doesn't even require a DOT sign on when it's being transported in this country. In 2003 and 2004, they could transport it anywhere, and they got a special dispensation from the DOD that said you can transport it in trucks and in any kind of vessel or car or whatever, and you don't have to put a radiation emblem on the side of that vehicle. Now, that's just because they didn't want anybody to know about it. Well, you know, it's time that we bring this out of the closet and help these troops, because they're sick. They're suffering. They are in silence, as we said before, and they need some help, and it's time that we give it to them.
One of the things that was most frightening, and Joyce and I, we just did a radio show on this, what was it, 2 weeks ago, where we had a road construction crew member, because of DU crete in the exposure of depleted uranium in what's called DU crete in the concrete for road construction, where they are extraordinarily sick, all the same physiological effects from it, and they were never in the military, they were never deployed, strictly working on the road, working in construction.
Now, is this stuff also airborne, Doug?
Absolutely, incredible airborne stuff. So, you know, when we look at it, the other thing, too, and I want to go over this while we're doing it, the Department of Veteran Affairs is broken up into regions, okay? Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan are in Vision 11, okay? The director for Vision 11 put out a booklet, and it says, and this is a direct quote, "Some things you need to know about veterans, a clinician's guide to veteran-specific issues." So this is a guide from the Vision 11 director for the VA, which is in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, to physicians, doctors. And what they're doing is saying, for all of these toxic exposures, here's all the physiological effects that you're going to see. And it covers everything for PTSD. It covers toxin exposures, covers substance abuse. And again, on depleted uranium, which again, the area that is really staggering. So the Department of Veteran Affairs Vision 11 director, Barbara Hyduke and everything, this is what they tell the doctors in their publication. Quote, I'm going to read this directly for everybody to understand. "Some of the physical symptoms which may occur as a result of exposure to depleted uranium are sleep problems, mood swings, symptoms in the upper and lower respiratory system, neuropsychological symptoms including memory loss, chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction syndrome, skin rashes, unusual hair loss, aching joints, headaches, abdominal pain, sensitivity to light, blurred vision, menstrual disorders, gastrointestinal symptoms, recurrent diarrhea and constipation, nervous system disorders such as numbness in a limb, multiple chemical sensitivity, birth defects in children whose parents were exposed," end quote. That is what, if the doctor even sees it, they say about depleted uranium. And they go through all of this stuff. So inside the Department of Veteran Affairs, if the doctor even does get the information, and I found out my doctors had never seen this or heard of it, even though their own director put it out, they don't have the information. So the soldier knows they're sick, they know what happened. They go and say, what happened to me? Or like when you're putting in a claim, you submit your claim here in Illinois through the state of Illinois, serve VA service officers, then it goes to Chicago regional office. What you find out is unless you have the information yourself and go in with the documentation, they're not going to provide it to you. They're not going to help you with it. They're not going to tell you, yeah, we know the burn pits and all these exposures cause all these physiological effects. It's in our directives. But we'll never tell you, because if you don't know and you don't tell us, we're not responsible or liable. No. So you have a backlog of approximately 1 million claims in the Department of Veteran Affairs for individuals currently seeking medical care that can't get it. So when you can't get the care and you're frustrated, you can't get a job, the PTSD goes bonkers, and everything we're talking about comes apart.
How do we fix this?
The truth?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple. One of the things we've been trying to do, and Joyce, you know, you're helping us now. Again, you've been helping Joyce, as I understand, the Power Hour and other ones. We got a whole bunch of different radio shows. We get it on the truth. Here are the true number of casualties. This is what is causing the casualties. It's not bullets or bombs. It's our own U.S. Department of Defense direct actions or failures to act.
Is this just gross stupidity, Doug? What is it?
It's stupidity and arrogance, and the fact that we're all John Wayne and Rambo in the military. We're immune to everything. In other words, we can kill and destroy them. We can contaminate them because we're John Wayne and Rambo. We're immune. We're Superman. Nothing will happen to us. And so you have all of that complex mess coming together, and then you have just the absolute, how do you want to call it, myth and everything that's got to be sustained. We're the best on earth. We won't harm anybody. We're out there to save the earth. We'll never contaminate. We'll never kill and destroy. We'll never harm the innocent civilian. We'll never blow up and destroy their infrastructure because we want to save it for them. So everybody is finding out this is lies. See, this is like Vietnam. You know, when I went over to Vietnam for the first time in March of 1969, my first deployment, TDY on an arc light. At that time, I was on B-52s. And we bought into it and everything else. And what we have found out since then, totally in the history book, of the Gulf of Tonkin incident never occurred.
Never happened.
Never happened. Totally fictitious.
Might have known about Pearl Harbor.
Yep. And that's all, when you look at the actual reports, that's what shows up on you. So you find out about that stuff. So what we found out, and it was real interesting, because last year, BP, in response to the oil well fire and the stuff in the Gulf, had to sell some assets. So they sold their assets on the oil wells and everything they got from the Vietnam War in Vietnam. They sold their assets, the oil wells and everything in Pakistan and Afghanistan, to Apache, which is an American oil company that does Prudhoe Bay. So it finally all came back around where, hey, we got the oil wells now, you know, which is what Desert Storm was about and Operation Iraqi Freedom was about and all of this stuff is really about. And the troops know this deep in their heart, either subconsciously, because they know, wait a minute, time out. We attacked and invaded these nations. We killed and destroyed. We destroyed their infrastructure. But they never attacked us. They had no capability to attack us. And then the verification for that is the fact that our military is trying to train their military now and giving them weapons. So you sit there and train them how to kill us, and you give them the weapons that we took away from them, give them back to them.
I don't. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, see, that's the whole thing is because it's who's making the dollar. Trace the dollar.
It's all about the money.
It always has been.
You know, can I enter in? I've got to say something here.
A minute to go, Joyce, before the break.
When we're talking about the Department of Defense, absolutely they know what's going on here. This is not stupidity. If a nurse from Versailles, Missouri can figure this out, then they know full well what's going on here. I talked to Ron Paul about this personally. I had breakfast with him. The man understands what's going on here, and that's why he has got so much support from the veterans right now, is because he knows all about this. And all I can say is this is absolute arrogance on the part of the DOD thinking they can get away with this, but they're not going to. And it's time that the American public say, I don't want to see any more memorials to dead veterans. You know, we need to take care of the ones that are alive, and we need to put in prison for the rest of their natural lives the people that have been circumventing this process and lying to the American public. It's been going on for a long, long time.
Way too long, Joyce. Way too long. We're going to come back. Another segment to talk about this before we go into phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM with our two guests, Dr. Doug Rocky and, of course, Nurse Joyce O'Reilly. We'll be back. You know, for years we've had the Coast Store where we have shirts and caps and T-shirts and things like that. Well, I'm changing the whole concept. What I want us to do is, in addition to some fun products that we're going to start displaying in about a month or so, is making incredible things available to you that you need for the future, whether it's a small little stove in case the power goes out or something like that. I want to be able to get you some help when you need it. So what we're doing this month is blowing out the old merchandise that they've had there for a long time. And that's, again, the caps, shirts, and, you know, so many things. So simply go to coasttocoastam.com for the merchandise blowout. Click the store link at the bottom of the homepage. You can order all those things and just clean them out of the store. They're pretty good stuff, but I want to get rid of it. So take it away. Joyce, a study shows that these antipsychotic drugs show no benefit for vets who do have PTSD. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that are that they give them for a reason, and that is, I personally believe that it only accelerates their aggressiveness and creates more problems, to which they end up then either killing themselves or having extreme emotional problems, which they can then go back and say, see, we told you he had an emotional problem. Well, the SSRI drugs only make it worse. And there is a page, a web page. If you go to, we've got it at GulfWarVets.com, but SSRIStories.com. Click on veteran stories there at SSRI Stories. That's about the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. You will see there listings of suicides and deaths of veterans, all caused by Paxil, Zoloft, or allegedly related to Celexa, Paxil, Zoloft, Risperidol, whatever. I mean, a whole huge amount of these stories of these veterans. And it only makes the problem worse. They go into this rage even worse. And that's why we're hearing so many, I think, Gulf War veterans did this, Gulf War veterans did that, whatever the story is. That Gulf War veteran on Cake Boss, the show, the reality show Cake Boss,
yeah,
went home and committed suicide because he got kicked off of a reality show.
Yeah, crazy.
And he'd been two times in Iraq, and he was also a paratrooper. I mean, he's been through a whole lot more than getting kicked off a cake show.
There was a drug that is no longer available in the U.S. It was used for weight loss, but I think some doctors were prescribing it for this. It was sibutramine. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know what the other name of it is, but no, I don't think I have.
Okay, but it's not available in the U.S. anymore, so that'll tell you something, right?
Yeah. There. Well, none of these drugs are having, you know, positive results, and they're having to add another one to it. My concern is that these troops, at least 80% of the Gulf War veterans that returned from the first Gulf War were either offered or placed on these drugs, 80%. Now, nobody believes that we sent 80% of the head case guys over there to fight a war. Now, the second war, it's the same thing. But now active duty fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan, now we're told 30% of those troops have been placed on these drugs while they're fighting a war. I mean, somebody ought to look at the whole situation and say, wait a minute, why do we have so much depression? Why do we have these soldiers going off and killing all these people that, you know, have nothing to do with a war? What is going on here? Well, they're allowing this question just to be asked all the time without any kind of answers. That's where we need to go. And I also want to add that, remember, in Senate Report 103-97, which has been taken off the government printing office list, it states, and I quote, during the past 50 years, hundreds of thousands of our military have been experimented upon without their knowledge or consent. So we need to consider also what else is going on. Now, in the VA system right now, they're experimenting with ecstasy to treat these troops.
Horse tranquilizers.
Yes. It's an illegal drug. It's a street drug. And they're trying to give ecstasy to these troops to remove their memory. Now, I mean, I just feel there's something else taking place here. I don't know if Dr. Rocky agrees with me or not. That may be my own position on this. But the investigational drugs and all the things that have been done to our military without their knowledge or consent has got to stop. We don't use them as a training ground for proprietary pharmaceutical companies. That needs to stop, whether it's vaccines or whether it's drugs. It needs to be halted. They are not for experimentation.
Do you agree with that, Doug?
Oh, sure. I'll give an example. One of the most frightening things is the anthrax vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go what actually happened. What we do know, and this is in the Regal Commission report prepared by Senator Regal for the U.S. Senate, and Jimmy Toot, a good friend of both Joyce's and I, was involved in writing this report, and again, it's been in all the videos, documentaries. We did a full movie on Showtime called Thanks for Grateful Nation on this, starring Ted Danson and Mark Helgenberger. And what happened with the anthrax vaccine, the U.S. Army out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, deliberately and willfully sent the weaponized anthrax to Iraq prior to Desert Storm. I want to repeat, the U.S. Army deliberately and willfully out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, sent the weaponized anthrax to Iraq prior to Desert Storm. That's in the Regal Commission report for total confirmation, the U.S. Senate report. And so what happened then, we made the decision, again, that we're going to blow it all up. But the other decision we made is to provide the anthrax vaccine during Desert Storm. So when we put that program together during Desert Storm, we were told, number one, do not tell anybody what the vaccine is for. Do not record any of the adverse health and environmental health effects, which we saw immediately on everybody. Do not report this whatsoever and deny any correlation. So the anthrax vaccine had that. Now, the other thing to make, there was an adjuvant put into it to make, in other words, we didn't have enough vaccine to go around to everybody. So we need to boost the supply. Well, by boosting the supply, you change the adjuvant. And so what they put was squalene into it. In other words, you got 50 doses for every one dose.
Okay.
Now, the Department of Veteran Affairs today and everybody in the military will tell you there's no medical problems from anthrax, all right? Quote, this is again from the physician's directives on anthrax by the VA.
Who can believe anything they say?
Correct. And so they tell you one thing in the public, and then internally they tell you another. Here are the possible signs and symptoms from anthrax vaccination. From the VA physicians is what they tell their doctors. Muscle and joint pain. Paralysis. Chronic fatigue and exhaustion. Severe headache. Weight loss. Chronic illnesses. Memory problems, numbness in legs and hands, spasms or tremors in the limbs, diarrhea, and cardiac, end quote. So we look at all of this. We know everybody's getting the anthrax vaccine, Desert Storm, current time. We have the documented diagnoses for everything. We have the toxic exposures. When you look at the internal reports confirmed, these are the physiological effects. And then when we look at the medical reports and diagnosis for the million casualties, what that's happened to them, all of a sudden we thoroughly acknowledge and realize, now the internally they admit it, we have incredible million casualties in U.S. military, sons and daughters, who can't get medical care, and it has nothing to do with bullets and bombs, has nothing to do with combat, other than we failed to protect them, or we use these munitions, or we did this and blew this up, which resulted in incredible toxic exposures and resulting in PTSD, neuropsychological problems, incredible physiological problems.
Is this happening, Doug, with other troops from other countries?
Absolutely. It's
same
happening
thing
all over. I mean, I've testified in the House of Lords, the House of Commons, the United Nations. We had a full conference back in 2000, and a couple of years ago, was over in Geneva, Switzerland. It was a farm boy from Thomasboro, Illinois, that called over to the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. You know, and what was really neat there, before lunch, Desmond Tutu spoke, okay, and there's no way to describe it. You're in the presence of God's messenger when you're with him. And after lunch, I spoke. And we talked about all of this. And then what happened from that is the Archbishop, the Cardinal, to the United Nations came up to me personally and said, okay, Doug, we know all about you. Do a report, prepare a report, send it back to me so I can give it to Pope Benjamin, and you've got a copy of that report. And so it's all there, and it's out there. But what we have happening is because of the incredible economic cost and because of the, you'd have to admit all this stuff is lies, the Department of Defense and the VA cannot admit that we have an incredible number of casualties caused by our own actions or failure to act, and that medical care is deliberately delayed, denied, and ineffective for all these individuals. It's sort of like Agent Orange, right?
Oh, yeah, same
Agent
thing.
Agent Orange goes back to Vietnam. Admiral Elmo Zumwalt was responsible for authorizing Agent Orange during Vietnam. Everybody knows that. and my personal face-to-face one-on-one conversations with Admiral Zumwalt on Gulf War illnesses. I mean, you know, like we're 2 feet apart. It became very, very clear that the military, the Department of Defense, and the VA had absolutely no intention of admitting or acknowledging the liability for the health effects on the U.S. military, on a consequence on so-called enemy military or the civilians for which they're liable under Geneva Convention. And where this all goes back to, and you can get this, you have a copy of it, your producer does, and it's on the Beyond Treason website. Elmo Zumwalt wrote a report on Agent Orange. This is called, quote, "Reports of the Secretary of the Department of Veteran Affairs on the association between adverse health effects and exposure to Agent Orange," and it was dated May 5th of 1990. Now, nobody in the VA wants anybody to see this. Nobody in DOD wants anybody to see this. My doctors at the VA here have never seen it. They don't have it in the library, never heard of it. But when you come into it and everything else, and Elmo Zumwalt totally acknowledges and admits, quote, you know, first off, he says, you know, and there's a thing in here, and you get this copy, you know, all the health and environmental effects that we're seeing to this day, and this came up the other day to me when I was at the post office, and says all the health problems are there. Then, quote, "I further conclude that the Veterans Advisory Committee on Environmental Hazards has not acted with impartiality in its review and assessment of scientific evidence related to the association of adverse health effects and exposure to Agent Orange," end quote. That's what we're seeing with everything. So back to Vietnam, a Desert Storm, Agent Orange to this day is ravaging the Vietnam age, guys, because we're in our 60s now.
And again, nobody cared.
Correct, nobody cares. And then we're seeing all the same thing with what we call Gulf War illness, which goes back to Desert Storm and all the way through. We have everything from Project Shad. I've cleaned up Project Shad so many times it makes my head spin. This is the deliberate use of chemical, biological, and radiological on U.S. military and civilians throughout the United States. I mean, we had a big Project Shad mess on East Main in Urbana, Illinois, where the fire department, the telephone company unearthed the chemical warfare munitions buried out behind the center. We fire department called our team, come over, you know. Hey, you know, they're there.
Would it be considered a hazmat, such a situation?
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Army finally flew in with, you know, the black helicopters, literally the black helicopters to remove it. But none of this ever happened. So what we're seeing is health and environmental effects throughout the U.S. military and our sons and daughters, throughout the U.S. population, as a result of our military operations, the contamination, extensive contamination in warfare, the extensive contamination on the military installations throughout the United States, both open and closed, and complete delayed denial of any of the health and environmental effects in order to avoid liability and not be accountable. So that's why the guys can't get medical care. They don't have the information. They're not provided the information. However, they know something happened. They know in their heart, they know deep down, my God, I was extraordinarily healthy and now I'm extraordinarily sick. My brain is not functioning. I was thinking straight and now I don't know which way is up or down. One of the things we call it is, you know, like, who are you, where are you, how did you get here, and where are you going? The soldier, and I've seen this happen, personally seen this happen multiple times with my team, they'll be at one place and then all of a sudden, where am I? How did I get here?
They have no idea, do they?
Where am I supposed to go and what am I doing? Happened with my best friend and my team leader, Sergeant First Class Rollo Dolph, one of the true American heroes from Vietnam, the Desert Storm.
Doug, how come you're not sick?
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are?
Oh, he is.
Yes.
How badly?
Yeah, it's not about me. I got 60% going on up. And like I said, the VA here and locally couldn't handle me, so they sent me to Washington, D.C. for the best of the best, and they're trying to help me.
Okay, but Doug, you have how many times the amount of safe radiation in your body, though?
Well, when the Department of Energy, when I did the research at Nevada and came out of the test, and the Department of Energy, not the Army, did a test, and they told me 2.5 years later that I was blowing uranium at 5,000 times permissible level.
5,000 times?
Yeah, and they never told me for 2.5 years.
You're like a time bomb.
Correct. You know, God's the only thing that I can think is why I'm keep going, but I still have problems and I get help. You know, I can get help because I know where the bodies are buried, and I've buried the bodies, literally.
Yeah.
I have the internal report. So when I go to the doctor, they're freaking out like, oh, my, what more is he going to put into our face? You know, he knows what happened, knows what's supposed to be done. But the average kid has no idea.
That's right.
The settlement in this, Joyce, would be enormous if they ever had to cough up from any liability.
Oh, absolutely. And not to mention the civilian settlements that would come from Iraq also. But we've got Bosnia, Macedonia. I mean, we've got Iraq,
Afghanistan.
How much of this would go away had they never used depleted uranium, Doug?
Depleted uranium, if it had never been used, we'd have a lot less problems. But you have to remember now, with the other weapons, we have the thermal ray bombs, all the other stuff, the extensive use of white phosphorus, Willie Pete, which was used in Iraq and Fallujah. That was part of the medical phenomena. In Fallujah, current time, and with the 82nd Airborne, you have all the toxins from DU. You have the Willie Pete, white phosphorus that's affected. You have the hazardous materials release. You have the misuse of pesticides. So it's all complex. What has happened today, when we go to war, we destroy the infrastructure. We release all these complex toxic compounds, chemicals, biological, radiological, they're in industry, agriculture, medicine, and construction on the world. Then we walk away. Then we have all of the misuse of immunizations. Then we have the misuse of pesticides. And what we've done is we're thoroughly contaminated air, water, and soil. In the idea that, well, if we blow them up, we gave them freedom. We've thoroughly contaminated everything. And we can't admit that the health and environmental effects on everybody is a result of our direct actions or failure to act. It's not any enemy doing this to us. It's us doing it to ourselves.
Did anybody warn them before?
Oh, absolutely. They've been warned so many times. I mean, you've got a copy yourself where we, before Operation Iraqi Freedom Enduring Thing, we did a warning to the world, myself and another British expert, on the exact health effects that we would see current time with DU, and everything has come true.
They didn't listen to you.
They have no intention of it. They have no intention to listen to me or any of their other experts. They don't want to because, again, charge, 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 kill, kill, destroy, deny, deny, delay, and avoid all liability and responsibility.
Yeah.
Joyce, take a moment. Tell us about the Power Hour.
Well, I just want to encourage people, if they want an alternative in the morning time to listen to, where we talk about this very type of thing. We're getting to the bottom of these issues on the Power Hour. I don't care if it's Oklahoma City bombing or 9/11 or this issue or Agent Orange or whatever. Is we want to find out what has gone on and where are we today. So you can listen to the Power Hour. You can go to thepowerhour.com. And we encourage all vets to go to Beyond Treason, get a copy of the video, because the video is going to give you the understanding. It's about an hour and 30 minutes long, and it's really excellent. Also, I wanted to state that there is a book. William DeMent sent me this, Delay, Deny, and Hope They Die. And he happened to be a lieutenant commander narcotics squad in NYPD. Delay, deny, and hope they die. And that's what's happening right now. We don't want that to happen. And we want to get to these troops and maybe get on, maybe another show we can talk about the answers and the solutions and some of the things that I see that are working for these troops. Because I don't want to leave them thinking there's no hope.
No.
You know, but I do want them to understand that once you get into the VA system, you are going to be marginalized. And here is an example. Here is a progress note from a neurology service director who says, and this man, I know him personally. Doug knows him personally also, this patient. He cannot even walk. And this says, obviously, this is completely factitious. He obviously has a medical background, and he's basically dreaming up all these things that he's saying he has. I'm not prepared to say that it's all factitious. But that's my suspicion. The man can't even walk. He's in a wheelchair.
All right, hold on for a second, Joyce. We're going to come back also. We're going to take phone calls, questions, or stories from you vets on Coast to Coast AM.